My scofferator was turned up to high. I wouldn't let in her suggestions. I wouldn't even close my eyes. Instead, I looked around at all the other people with their eyes closed, a look of peace upon their faces, and I thought, should I make eggplant parmesan for dinner or salmon? About 10 or 15 minutes later, the first pose was demonstrated, and I did it for a while, but then I just quietly rolled up my mat, gathered up my belongings, and crept out of the room. I was enormously relieved. I felt like I'd just escaped from something. Next, I marched into the business office of the gym and announced that I wanted to cancel my membership. The guy I spoke to had cottage cheese, blueberries, and strawberries on his desk. I thought, see? See what a healthy snack he's having? This is a good place. It promotes healthy habits. But I quit. When the guy asked why I was canceling my membership, I said, you know, I just don't get here. Every month I pay my fee, but I never get here. I came the other day after a long absence, and you know what I did? I got a massage. That was my exercise, a massage. We had a little laugh about that. Then the guy told me I could still come for massage as a non-member, and that I could use the gym for free on those days. Now there's some incentive, I thought, but kind of expensive incentive. When I got to my car, I sat there for a moment thinking, how odd that I just did that. When I walked in, I had no intention of quitting the class or the gym, yet I felt I'd done the right thing. When I was in my 20s, I all of a sudden up and left a job as an editorial secretary. I walked home, and I remember going across a bridge, looking up at the birds flying free, and feeling absolutely exhilarated. I had no prospects for another job. My then boyfriend told me I was nuts to leave that job. It was a good job. Not really, but never mind. But something in me told me to get up and go that day, and I got up and went. And I never, ever, ever regretted it, not even when I was left with $1 to my name. I used that dollar to buy a rose that I left on a rock as an offering in my favorite little park. It may be that I've come to a time in my life where I'm being more discerning about what I put on my plate. I don't have room for everything I used to do, plus the new things I've added. It has come time to eliminate some things. Things that don't spark joy, it occurs to me to say. And it appears that since I didn't consciously acknowledge that, my subconscious cleared its throat and said, Elizabeth, they are called breasts, if you know what I mean. My subconscious presented a reality I've been dodging. Sometimes I forget that people are always changing. Sometimes it's slowly. Other times it's all of a sudden. And I guess I believe we do well to go with that flow, so long as it's not harmful to us. I want more time to read Catherine Mansfield, to reflect, to spend time with friends and my grandchildren. I want to be able to look out the window at the snowflakes flying around as though there's an enormous game of tag going on, to walk Gabby to the bookstore and leaf through a stack of possibilities before choosing one, or two, or three. You know, when I left that yoga class, I was feeling a weird kind of anger, and I think I manufactured that anger so that I would have an excuse for wanting to leave. But anger didn't need to be the motivation. Awareness should have been the motivation. Acceptance. Willingness to change. Today, the day after the big quit, I'm there. Motels,